North Korea stokes more fears. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following an American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier's arrival at a South Korean port, South Korea reporting that North Korea tested a ballistic missile into their eastern seas Sunday.
That comes just days before Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to visit Seoul, and the U.S. is conducting joint military exercises with South Korea. Unlike the past few years, this round of exercises is expected to be large-scale. Rear Admiral Michael Donnelly said it's an opportunity
to demonstrate that we stand together.
The joint drills featuring the aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is how Fiona, which has been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone, sounded from inside a car driving through the storm. It still had hurricane-type winds and brought pounding rains to Nova Scotia, Fiona knocking out power to more than 500,000 customers in the east coast of Canada Saturday. Florida residents are preparing for Tropical Storm Ian, which is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane on Sunday, according to the National Hurricane Center, before it hits western Cuba and the U.S. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez discussing the storm on Fox and Friends Weekend.
We're getting our residents ready. We're getting all of our systems ready, our pumps, making sure that the stationary pumps as well as the portable pumps are ready, focusing on a variety of different areas in the city that typically will flood with heavy rains, and making sure that everybody's prepared.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proactively declared a state of emergency across the state. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Controversy mounting over the hit-and-run death of an 18-year-old in North Dakota. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
41-year-old Shannon Brown is charged with DUI-related vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Police say he hit and killed 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson in the small North Dakota town of McHenry. Police say the teen called his mother last Sunday saying Brandt was chasing him. Court documents state that Brandt claimed they had a political argument and that Brandt admitted to state radio that he hit the pedestrian and that the pedestrian was part of a Republican extremist group. Authorities have not confirmed that Ellingson belonged to a Republican extremist group, and they're investigating whether a political argument led up to his death. But the suspect's claims are leading to more calls from Republicans for a stop to extreme and divisive political rhetoric.
Body cam footage of a patrol car with a suspect handcuffed inside being hit by a train, landing a Colorado police officer on paid leave. Fox's Roger Stern has the story.
Keep your hands above your head.
Don't move.
With the assist of another department, a Plattonville police officer arrests a woman suspected in a road rage incident. The suspect is then handcuffed inside a patrol car, which is parked on train tracks just behind the suspect's truck. As officers search the truck, they're horrified to hear a train coming.
Stay back!
Seconds later, the train hits the police car. You can hear the concern as the officer radios for medical assistance.
Suspect was in the vehicle that was hit by the train.
The suspect survived the train hit, but reportedly suffered 9 broken ribs and injuries to her hip and legs. And police are investigating the actions of its officer.
NBA superstar LeBron James sending shockwaves through social media Saturday. James posting a tweet during college football action asking whether he has college eligibility to play another sport besides basketball. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.